morning, everyone, and welcome to the 8 o'clock and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything Cinnamon and Butter Toast. I'm Jace with Lex, and Dawn, and Kenny. Yeah, I don't know, it just sounds good to me. I was going to say everything French Bulldogs, but then I got an image of buttered cinnamon toast, and it just sounded delicious to me. Anyway, thanks for being here, everybody. I hope we can't believe it. It's Wednesday, midweek already.
For me, the second day of school.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday that kind of feels like a Tuesday because of sort of Labor Day. I say sort of because every day in 2020 is sort of. You know, it's sort of summer. It's sort of the fall. It's sort of school.
Did you guys turn the heat on yesterday?
We're close to it. No. Did you?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Especially, you know, one part we don't have. It's amazing how carpeting just adds so much heat. So when we were in the living room, it was hardwood and it was just really cold. And so, we turned the heat on.
Nice. The building, because we live in a condo, the building does that automatically at some point. And we like it. Oh, yeah. And we're loving life because we are loving it cold. Just sleep. Yeah.
I like it cooler too, but.
Go ahead. That's fine.
Oh. I love this risk.
This off my chest. I love this weather. Oh my God. I had three layers on yesterday out and about, and it just. Maybe that's why I'm in this strange good mood today.
Yeah. I'm with you. I don't mind it.
I love it.
I don't mind it either. I'm going to go. I don't usually run outside in the fall, but I am going to switch that.
Just layer it up.
Admittedly, I'm just out of sorts. You know what I mean? I really, there's a lot going on. I know. Don't worry. I'm not going to have a therapy moment here. But yeah, I'm going to go, Kenny, because I'm with you. I love this weather. It's just cool enough. So I'm going to put on some long running pants and just go for a long run to try to just clear my mind. So there's a lot in my head.
Normally, like you, Kenny, I like it cool too. I just layer it up. And usually it's me going, Angel, come on, just layer it up. But with the baby now, you know, it's kind of a little different.
Yeah.
But that will be good for you, Jace. Yeah.
Yeah.
Clear your mind. Get out there.
Yeah. And I just stabilize and clear the head. It is coming up on 8:08. Okay. So Lex shared an embarrassing story about Angel touching his ween with peppers. And now mine is nowhere near that, but in solidarity to my friend Angel, I will tell an embarrassing story about me that happened on our way back from rescuing Dar. And I know Colin's listening, and I'll just preface this by saying Colin doesn't laugh out loud a lot. And I don't want that to come across like Colin's an unhappy person. Colin, just like at sitcoms and stuff, Colin isn't like a, you know, she just, when he laughs, you know something is funny. That's kind of what I mean. Well, yeah. Colin.
When I met him, the first word that came to mind was stoic. He's stoic.
Yeah, he's very serious because you talk about someone that has a lot going on in their mind. I mean, Colin is like an IBM computer. You know, he has like several hard drives going on in his mind at all times. So anyway, this moment made him chuckle, which then at the moment made me, like I said, this isn't funny. But then it actually was funny. So on the way back, we decided we were going to try to do the whole trip back from Lake Charles in one fall swoop. We are going to try to do it in one day, but that wasn't real possible. You know, my mother is crammed in the back seat with her 200-pound dog. And it's, you know, it's a fifth. At that point, it was going to be a 15-hour drive. It just wasn't feasible. So we had made the decision around Dawn's Springfield that we were going to stop for the night. So we stopped in, I think we were in somewhere in Missouri. We were near Kansas City. We were just past Kansas City, Dawn. We were, I can't think of, Colin will text me, but we were about an hour outside of Kansas City. So we're staying in a hotel and we wake up and there's a McDonald's right there. So I said, hey guys, should we get some breakfast? I'm going to get some gas. Let's just eat. Let's fill up all tanks. So You know, I try to eat healthy, so I don't eat a lot of greasy food, especially in repetition. But obviously, when you're on the road, you don't have a lot of choices. You got to eat what's there, especially, you know, when you're traveling in these smaller towns. So I had eaten a couple of like greasy meals. Well, I got a McDonald's breakfast, and this is not a referendum on McDonald's breakfast. I thoroughly enjoy McDonald's breakfast, but it sent me over the edge. So I eat my little value meal, and we're going down the road, and all of a sudden it hit me like a semi.
Oh no.
Like and I'm not kidding. It went from 0 to 80 where I hear in my stomach, I hear, I was literally like that scene in Sex and the City, the movie, when Charlotte Poughkeepsie's in her pants. Yeah, in Mexico, when she can't get back into the building because housekeeping's in there and she craps her pants in front of the girls. It hit me like that. And all of us, I mean, I went from totally fine to, oh my goodness. And I'm driving.
That's how it happens. Yep.
And Dawn, you know, in your beloved Missouri, there are long stretches of highway where there are no exits.
Uh-huh, I mean, right when you need one.
Yeah, there are no exits. There are no opportunities. So I'm driving and all of a sudden I look at Colin and he's in the passenger seat and I go, we may have to pull over. And he goes, what? And he goes, I said, we may have to pull over. And he goes, for what? And I go, I may have to poop in the ditch. I said, I literally, and I'm just being very blunt, my talkers. There's no,
we've all been there.
There's no pretty way to, I can't sanitize this story. Yeah. This is harsh human reality. We've all been there. I looked at him and I go, I have to be blunt, Colin. I said, I may have to go to the bathroom in the ditch. And he goes, oh, and he starts laughing. Like, again, Colin laughs.
Not the time to laugh.
Colin laughs maybe 4 times a year. And he like physically starts laughing. And well, meanwhile,
and then do you start laughing too?
Oh,
and then the pressure?
Lex, no. Lex,
crying?
Not a laughing situation.
Yeah, the pressure.
The pressure. I can't.
You couldn't even blink or look sideways.
So I start to levitate. So I start to, I have one hand on the steering wheel and I start to raise myself up because I'm clenching so hard that I'm trying to like, oh my God. And I go, Colin, look at the map. When is the next exit? And
you had a map?
Well, he has the GPS. I go, look at the thing. And he goes, Jace, it's not for a little while, but there is a town coming up. He goes, but there's a rest area before then. And I said, okay. And he goes, but here's the deal. That rest area probably isn't open because of the COVID. He goes, so what are we going to do? Are we going to chance it? And he's trying to say this without laughing, but he's still laughing. And I said, I go, Colin, we got to pull over. I go, and he goes, what are you going to do? And I go, I'm going to go to the bathroom in the ditch. And then you have a handy wipe because we had like sanitizing wipes. Yeah. And I said, I have a whole plan. Like I had to come up with my plan.
Did you poop in the ditch?
So
plan A is the bathroom. Plan B is the ditch. Yeah,
the plan A is making it to. We are outside of Cameron, Missouri, and I'm like, plan A is ditch, and sanitizing wipes. And you two look to your left. That is plan A.
Don't look at me.
Like, do not
look. You try to keep the mystery at home. You don't do anything like that in front of each other.
Let alone in a ditch.
Let alone
in Missouri.
Traffic is going by honking.
Oh,
and your mom is there, and the dog's probably looking at you like, "What you doing over there?"
And as Dawn knows, it's like the moon. You know what I mean? Mm. There's no, it's flat. You can't hide because
I often think you just open two doors and go in between the doors, but then your family's right there.
No, my mom is in the back seat with her T-Rex, you know, and Colin's in the front seat. I'm in Missouri, the moon. There's no bushes.
It's the show me stage. Show me your butt.
Oh my gosh.
So we're going
out in the field too. They're like, what is happening?
So I'm clenching, and Colin goes, I see a water tower. Can you make it? And he can't even say that sentence without laughing. And I go, stop laughing! And then now I screamed at him, and then that hurts more. And then he goes, here comes the rest area. What are we going to do? And I said, I don't want to chance it, because if we pull into that rest area and it's locked, it's done. Like, I'm doing it right there. Like, I'm doing it in front of the rest area, mm-hmm. in front of tourists. And I said, I'm going to try to chance it to this next exit. So I am going like 100 miles an hour, and I pull into the exit, and I'm like, okay. And my body now sees the thing. Yep. So now it's even worse. More, it gets worse. Yeah. Yeah. So I say, I pull into the Quick Trip or Quick Star as it is there. And I run in, and as I'm going through the convenience store, I'm saying this out loud, and this people are looking at me and go, please don't let anybody in the stall. Please don't have anybody in the stall. Please don't have anybody in the stall. Please don't have anybody in the stall.
Where's the bathroom?
And I go in there, and there's, you know, Trucker Thomas. He's, you know, washing his hand in the sink, and I bust open the door. I barely get my pants down, and there we go. I made it.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, moments despair. I mean, moments despair.
God.
It's Alexis. It is. Oh. So when I got back in, we all talked about it. Like, we all agreed. It's one of the worst. Like, come on. There are worse things.
No,
but it is.
No.
It is one of the worst feelings. Yes.
Well, maybe a heavy period, but still. Other than that. If you have that and number two both at the same time, pretty bad. But
even giving birth. Not even giving birth is worse. This is a number one, the worst thing.
Worst ever.
I would rather take a gunshot wound.
It's just horrible. Yeah. Yes. So there we go. On health, just for you, buddy.
We're so glad you made it. This was like Epcot. Remember when you were at Epcot during New Year's Eve?
Yep. England.
This is a problem with you, huh?
I know. It is.
Every couple of years.
It could have given a whole new meaning to Dirty Missouri. Let's just say that. Yeah.
Lucky for you, Jason, I have the solution and the answer during this break and the dirt alert coming up here. I'm going to go out to my truck. I'm going to take it out and take a photograph of it and tweet it to you.
Perfect.
And,
should never be without what I'm about to show you.
Fabulous. The dirt alert is coming up next.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Time to get caught up with the news of the day and the Dirt Alert with Elizabeth Reese. Hi, Elizabeth.
Well, hello, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be with you on this fine, frigid morning. Let's talk about Keeping Up with the Kardashians ending after 14 years on the air. Wow. So 20 seasons. Hundreds of episodes, numerous spinoff shows, and the Kardashians say we are beyond grateful to all of you who've watched us for all these years. It is kind of fascinating to think about how this empire has grown since that little show started. Because remember, I mean, that show was just, the only thing you knew was Kim Kardashian and a sex tape. You didn't know the rest of the Kardashians. I mean, you sort of knew that, you know, that their late father was involved in the OJ trial, but it was still kind of hard to connect that because it was so much later.
Mm-hmm. And Bruce.
Yes. And then, I mean, Bruce Jenner definitely had his own fan base going into the show. Yeah. But the hit show spawned 12 spinoffs.
Whoa. What is E going to do?
I don't know.
Like, that's collapse the network.
In on itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was already in trouble. Maybe they couldn't pay him, too. I mean, that was probably a big part of this.
I guess it was the family's decision. But, yeah, I mean, it might have. I think this was kind of inevitable. Frankly, I'm surprised it lasted this long.
Yeah. Yeah,
because they haven't needed the show for a long time. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's been several years that we know what's happening on the show before the show comes out. And so I think ratings really decline when you can read about them in the tabloids and you see the storylines and you see who's breaking up, who's making up, what's going on. It's like you don't really need to watch the show.
Yeah.
It's
right. Alone. You just know in advance.
Yeah. And it's not as fun without Bruce. Like, the Bruce dynamic was entertaining,
you're
too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Colin tweeted, he texted me, he's wondering if Chris is going to end up on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, well, then now that would not be surprising.
That would not be surprising
at all, and that would be very fun. Beverly Hills gets some more legit stars on that show.
And right
that
now,
that would be a game changer for that show.
As other franchises are dying, Beverly Hills has never been hotter. The ratings are through the roof this season with the Denise Richards drama.
I know.
And with and Chris and Kyle, you know, the Andy Cohen and Bravo, they like organic connections on these shows between the women. Chris Jenner is real friends with Kyle. So there's the connection right there.
Kyle, who's just so stunning. Every time I see Kyle, I just think she's so beautiful.
Her hair.
Yeah, she drives me nuts sometimes, but yeah.
I know, but everything can be excused with that hair. How do you get that hair? Like, I don't understand.
Extensions?
Yeah. Gorgeous.
It probably is some extensions, but it's also just real amazing shiny hair. I mean, this lady of German Norwegian descent will never have that hair. I will never have it.
No, me either.
I live in a land of fine hair, and in order to fake it, I have to get 2 packs of extensions. Not one is even enough.
Yeah.
2 has to make it work.
Boy, that is so expensive to keep up once you get started.
It's work. It's yeah, but I mean, thank the Lord above that it's an option.
Yeah,
you've
exactly.
got the dimples and the cheekbone, you know.
Thank you.
Have our own thing.
I do appreciate that, but I don't have the great hair. Says the woman with the great hair. You also have great hair. See?
Yeah.
You do. You do have good hair.
We have our own things, you know, to figure out, right? You know?
Yeah, like, that's right, Lex.
But people who
that's why
gifted...
I always ask you for help with my eye makeup, because I'm always like, I don't know what to do, Elizabeth. Help me.
That's true.
I look crazy.
It is funny, though. If you are born with great hair, just know that you have been born with, like, automatically $20,000 in a checking account. That you just won't have to spend over the course of your life on stuff.
Right.
You just won't. Like, you won't do stupid stuff like permit and try to do all these weird treatments and all these things because you just have great hair. That's like $20,000 over your life.
Yeah.
Yep. Over your whole life.
Yeah, I guess when you add it all up.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Okay, I got that out of my system. Yes. Amy Schumer revealing that she has Lyme disease.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is a big deal. And I think particularly for people in Minnesota to hear this story, you know, Minnesota, we're in like the top 3 states for people to contract Lyme disease. It's like here, Wisconsin and Connecticut. I mean, that's
really, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was discovered in Lyme, Connecticut. And that's why it's called Lyme disease, not Lyme's disease. Fun fact for you. It is Lyme disease, singular. Yeah. And Minnesotans get it at a pretty significantly high rate. We have so many ticks and we're also really outdoorsy people. So she posted, anyone get Lyme this summer? I got it and I'm on doxycycline, which is an antibiotic. And she said, I have maybe had it for years. Any advice? Can you have a glass or two of wine on the antibiotics? But, you know, Lyme disease is so tricky because it's like you never know what the symptoms are. I mean, you know, I've heard from people who have had it for years, and it's particularly women who were misdiagnosed, and then it leads to all these terrible health problems.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a roller coaster of symptoms. Sometimes it's really severe, and for others it's and even in the same person, depending on the season.
Well, and speaking, going back to Housewives, Yolanda was a very public person battling Lyme's disease.
I know. And then that Yolanda Hadid. David Foster was not there for her during her.
Yeah, he's a weenie. You're right.
Oh, can I tell you really quick? Can I slip this in?
Yeah.
Jeff, my executive producer, said if you guys haven't watched the David Foster documentary on Netflix.
Oh, someone else said, just said this to me.
It's amazing. And he goes, David Foster admits that he is a blank, blankety blank, blank, blank.
Oh,
yeah, that he has, he at least has self-awareness,
While you were gone, Jason, too, I was, I started watching Unwell, so I wanted to tell you, because of your recommendation, I watched the first few episodes. I have a couple left to go. I got through breastfeeding, and, no, I got through the tantric sex one.
Mm. Oh, I haven't watched that one.
That was eye-opening. There's a lot happening there. So thank you for the great television recommendations. We also started Yellowstone last night with Kevin Costner. Oh. We watched the first 2 episodes and really
liked it. My father-in-law loves it.
Yeah,
loves it.
Fun stuff. Thanks, guys.
We love Elizabeth Rees today at 3 on Twin Cities Live. When we come back, the songs of summer. Do we even know them? Alexis has the list next.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Just look at all the corn, Mr. Owl.
That's Niblet's corn, to be precise.
Oh, corn's corn.
Sprout.
Isn't it?
Niblet's corn is special. Not only picked when it's fresh and crisp, but vacuum-packed with very little water. Less water than you find in cans of most corn. This helps preserve the fresh flavor and crispness of corn on the cob. There's no corn like the Giant's Niblet's brand corn, Sprout.
Gosh, I know that. Now.
Ho, ho, ho.
Green Giant.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Why is it the voice of the Green Giant there is very creepy? You know, when he says niblet, it makes me very uncomfortable. Very, very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's niblet card.
It's niblet card, Sprout. Come over here, Nick. Come over here, Sprout. You know what I mean? It's just very creepy.
Mm. Oh, very, very gladiator movies, Sprout.
Exactly. Have you ever seen a grown man? Anyway, do they stop calling the Kern niblets? I think they got rid of that word because they realized. No, they still call it niblets?
I'm pretty sure.
Let me see. Now I got to find out before we hear about niblets. Songs of some. Yeah. Put corn niblets in the machine, Lex. Corn niblets.
Niblets.
Nope, they still call them niblets.
They
okay.
do. Yep, there he is.
That's just
giant.
Not a good word. It's just
extra
not
sweet niblets.
Come on. Gross. You could not. Yeah,
gross.
That should go without saying.
I had no warning.
Yeah. Extra sweet. Lex, how do you like your niblets?
Extra sweet.
I like my niblets buttery.
They also have whole golden, too.
I like ghost peppers with mine.
No. I was just going to say, if I'm on hell, I like ghost peppers with my niblet.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys for the emails, too, about what to do. Someone says, dip it in a glass of milk.
That's all Becky said. On hell, dip it in a glass of milk.
Uh-huh. That could have...
And if you missed
half heavy cream, someone called it a pepper peen.
Yeah. And if you missed what we're talking about, Alexis's husband, Angel, accidentally touched his privates after touching a ghost pepper. And then you can create your own visuals from there. But
Ouchie. It was burning like for hours.
Yeah, like a Three Stooges skit. It had to be just hilarious.
Oh, the minute Alexis said it, no, not even that. You know what I immediately thought of? I thought of Benny Hill. I thought Angel running around
Why did I do this? What do I do? I guess Doomtree has a song called Spicy Peen about the same thing.
Yes,
I'll be
listening
to that later.
Yeah, I watched it. I would have played it, but there's some choice language. But
that's Angel's new walk on music.
That's right. And he walks onto the field. Yeah. Oh goodness. Oh, Angel. Thanks.
Oh yeah, don't touch yourself or your eyes after peppers, especially when you're not sure what kind of pepper it is.
Yeah, I've never had a ghost pepper, and I have no desire because I'm not a pepper kind of girl. I don't enjoy them, so I don't think I'll be partaking in it. No. Colin loves them. He'll eat them right from the jar, and like those hot peppers makes me
Yeah. Well, and Sherry, she also tweeted us and said that she's had a vagine burn for the same thing. It happened 36 years ago, and her boyfriend still laughs his butt off about it.
Oh, she did it. Oh, she did the same
peppers.
Thing on hell. Yep. Really?
Wiped and ooh.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, ooh. I'm glad I don't touch peppers.
And
so.
Of course, Lori says you guys are on fire today.
Exactly. Yeah. No pun intended. 8:37 is the time. Summer's over, everyone. I hate to tell you, Mother Nature has flipped the switch. It's over. Yep. It's done. We barely knew you, Summer, and we barely knew summer songs. We didn't even talk about the song of summer because this is barely a year, let alone a summer. You have a list of the alleged songs of summer, Lex?
Yes, this is from Billboard, and of course they take into account, how many listens, how much revenue, and I've got the top five for you here, and I thought it might be kind of fun to go through and go, do we know this song?
Okay, let's try this.
So, according to Billboard, the fifth song of summer is St. John's Roses, and John with no O.
Huh?
Okay.
Anybody? Does anybody know that song? Dawn, do you know that song?
No.
You were in music radio.
I mean, over the last 4 years, I know nothing anymore.
Okay.
I'm out of touch.
What's the song, Lex?
It's called Roses.
Roses by who? St. John?
By Saint, and then John with no O. And there's some capital letters in there, like Saint.
Yeah, I
T
see.
T is lowercase,
okay.
But the other letters are capitalized.
Okay. I'm afraid to play any of this because just in case, so I won't be doing that. But I'm listening to it for us.
Uh-huh.
And I've never heard it. I just listened to it off air, and I've never heard it. So, yeah.
Okay, how about number four? This is Song of Summer, of course, according to Billboard, Savage by Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay.
Oh, I think. Yeah, I know this song. Yes. Okay. Okay, so let's mark that down in one. I knew.
We know one. Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Number three is Jack Harlow's What's Poppin', featuring DaBaby, Tory Lanez, and Lil Wayne.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard that one. What's Poppin'?
What's Poppin'? Let me put that in there. What's Poppin'? See if I've... What's Poppin'? Who is it by?
DaBaby. One word.
I love the way that you just said that. Didn't you guys like that?
DaBaby.
Yeah.
Lex is like, Jack Harlow's. I'm sorry. He's in it. DaBaby's in it.
Lex is like, that's Jack one Harlow. Word, by the way. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Jack Harlow is the artist. Sorry. He's DaBaby's
Nope.
Featured.
I haven't heard this either.
It's just fun to say that.
Nope.
Okay.
I just played it off air. No, I have not heard this.
All right.
And you haven't either.
Yeah, probably not. The second song of summer is The Weeknd's Blinding Lights.
Oh, we've
heard
that.
And we know this song.
Yes. Yeah, that one. Okay. Isn't that even in our rotation? Yeah,
it is in our rotation.
Yeah. Okay.
So that one, we're good. We got that one, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is Rockstar. It's by DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch. Song of Summer, right there, guys.
What?
I listened to it off air, and we can't play any of it. So...
Let Grandpa in the room.
Rockstar.
Go ahead, Grandpa.
Here's the only song of summer. Right here. Right here.
I thought you were going to take your accordion out.
Summer Breeze by Seals and Croft on My Talk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's great.
That's your song of summer every summer, Kenny.
Oh, my God. Alexis, I totally had the same thought. I thought Kenny was getting ready to grab his accordion and then play us.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, you. I'm sorry, that's right. What? Dawn missed this.
Oh, she did.
Dawn.
I was gone for a month. What?
You were
accordion?
Gone.
Accordion?
Kenny has an accordion, and he started playing it one day.
What?
Yes. Yes, Dawn.
I was given a gift of an accordion that evidently belonged to my grandpa, and I had brought it home. And one day I decided, you know what, I'm going to learn this thing because I'm semi-musical.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down at the computer for 30 minutes and gave up. It's really, really, really hard to play.
Yeah.
The accordion is not easy. So I favored them with some noises.
Oh, okay.
Were you ever in band class, Dawn?
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, before the teacher came in, when all the band students were in there and we'd just sit there and make noises with our instruments.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And it was just a cacophony of noise.
Gotcha.
And that's what I sounded like.
Yep.
Pretty awful.
It was beautiful, Dawn. It was beautiful. I mean, it sounded nothing like what I played a few seconds ago, but I mean,
it was screeching and awful. And I have since packed it up and put it away, and it'll never see the light.
Oh, no, it's going to end up at Savers.
Yeah.
Or give it to your son. He's musical, right?
He scoffed at me, too.
Yeah.
What the hell? Look, dude, what's wrong with you?
Oh. Well, let's take a break. Hey, Lex, what is Netflix Away? Is that a show?
It is
I've been
a
meaning
show.
To, okay, I want to hear about this because I'm very curious. Oh, that's it. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's take a break. When we come back, a recommendation from Lex right after this. Welcome back, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning with a flashback song, and it's 8:48. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny wrapping things up on this Wednesday, September 9th. Stay tuned after us for Donna and Steve, then Colleen and Bradley, and LoJ taking you home. Netflix, thank goodness, is on fire recently. A lot of new stuff is coming to streaming. The CEO was actually on CBS Sunday Morning on Sunday morning, kind of spilling some of their secrets. But you have a recommend.
He has a book out, too.
I know.
I want to get that book.
I do, too.
About, like, Bob Iger and his, you know, book about leading. This is similar, but the Netflix way.
Yeah. So is it this show is on Netflix, Lex? You want to recommend?
Yeah, well, it's called Away. Hilary Swank, Josh Charles, who's from The Good Wife, he was Will on the show.
Yeah. Yep.
Their husband and wife, they have great chemistry together, so that's a believable relationship. They have a teenage daughter. She's an astronaut. He wants to be up in space with her, but he has some health issues, which come into play later. I've watched one episode, and usually I don't say anything about a show before we watch until I watch three, because then you get a nice, like, rounded taste of what it's like.
Yeah.
But I wish that I had a warning before I watched this episode, because it is very, very emotional. There's a lot that happens in this first episode that you're like, whoa, okay. And we talk about this a lot. You want to care about the characters, so there needs to be some character development. They almost did an overkill of it, where you know, and I know they're going to get into the other characters because there are five people up with her. They're going on a mission to Mars. So they first get to the moon. She gets some information, not good news from home, and she has to make the decision. Am I going to stay here, or am I going to go home and be with my family? So that immediately gets you, because you think, what would I do? Would I go back, or would I continue on with the mission? She's also the commander, so she's having some issues with her team, because a lot of them don't think that she should be the leader. They think someone else should be. So she has dissension there. So there's tension there. There's tension in her personal life. At first, I thought, this is so slow. Get on with it already. But then by the end of the episode, I'm like, okay, I'm in. I want to know what happens. I want to know the decision that she makes. They get to that pretty quickly. So you know what happens there. And then you see little glimpses of the other people who are on the mission with her. And I'm starting to care about them, too. So that's a good start.
Okay. Do you think I would like it?
I would say stick with it. At least get through the half of the first episode. In the beginning, it's slow.
Okay.
But by the end of it, I was like, okay, I'm in. It took a while. Okay. It's not like right away, there, like, I'm in, you know?
The answer is no, Jason. You would not like it.
I know. Lex knows me well, so.
I'm just saying, you know, there's a lot of shows that take a little while to grow on you. And again, I've only watched one episode, but I was kind of like, I don't know if I want to be watching this, you know? And then something happens where I'm like, okay, yep, I get it now. I get it. And all of the episodes are on Netflix right now, too. So,
okay, I'm going to give
it a
try.
About a second season.
I'm looking for something new to dip the toe in. So,
yeah, I mean, I would say for sure, Kenny, no for you, and Don.
It's tough recommending something for McLean, because you know she's going to have to start at the very beginning and watch all 80 seasons of it, episode by episode.
That's true. Well, what do you want me to jump in the middle? It's the first season, so I can handle that.
Yeah, you can start.
I don't.
It's not real cheesy love fest, so I think you'll like that. And it's, you know, mission to space, and so it's really neat to see. You know, they're trying to walk on the spacecraft with 1/6 gravity, so to see them like act that out, that's just kind of amusing in and of itself.
Well, I'm going to give it a try, McLean, and I'll, and speaking of Dawn,
Netflix,
you know,
is away.
On Netflix, I'm going to write that down because I will never remember that. And tonight when I get home and I'll be like, what should I watch? It'll be good. I'll write that down. Speaking of, because if I don't say this, I'll forget. You know, I have short-term memory problems. So, Dawn, I have good news for you that I forgot to tell you yesterday, but I was telling so many stories about Dar. I am here to deliver good news for you.
Sure. I can't believe you're making me do this.
Forced movie reviews.
You forced me to do this.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Since this was a stressful week, and it was, you know, it's weird with Labor Day and all of a short week, Dawn, I am showing mercy and kindness. You will have no assignment this week.
Okay.
I
thought you were going to sign up for next Friday.
Well, no. On this Friday, I will reveal what you'll watch next week. But Dawn, out of the goodness of my little gay heart, there will be no torture for you this week.
Okay. Did you guys do this when I was gone? Is there...
Oh, yeah, we kept. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. And I am locked and loaded. So that's the good news. The bad news is I am real ready with a doozy. Oh, Lex. Ooh. It's Lex, it's almost as good as New Year's Eve or Valentine's Day or whatever I assigned.
God. New Year's Eve was the last one I watched, I think.
Or the Zac Efron movie, Lex. This is right up there. This is a locomotive filled with crap. Oh. I mean, it's just, this is, you're going to be angry. You're not going to be able to get through it. It's a good'un. It's a good'un. And I will
do that.
Yeah, I will reveal that on Friday. So there we go.
I have to squeeze that in between Big Brother that I watch 3 nights a week and the live feed. Huh? Oh, yeah.
How is it, Dawn? How is it?
Oh, I love it. I always know that it is a show that I will love. It doesn't matter what season it is. This is an all-star season. So we just had one of the greatest players ever who just unfortunately got kicked out of the house, Janelle, who actually lives in the Twin Cities. Yeah,
she's on my show a lot. She's on the talk show a lot. I love her. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love her. She's one of my favorite players ever. So she just went home not too long ago, which was devastating.
Well, they're frightened of her.
Yeah, they are, because she's such a great player. But no, I fully am enjoying it. It was just watching the live feeds last night, just to get, you know, the inside track on what's going to be on Wednesday's show. It's Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
On CBS.
Uh-huh.
That's going to do it for us today. If you are a kid that's being bullied, you go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Everyone have a fantastic day. Happy school. We love you so much, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye, friends.
It's a beautiful day.